Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, primary school principals say they're facing a funding crisis. One school in Donegal was forced to borrow €20,000 from the local parish. We'll hear from the Further and Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, who spoke on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes. Pre-trial hearings begin for Josef Puszka on Wednesday of this week. He's accused of the murder of schoolteacher Aisling Murphy in Offaly in January of last year. And we'll hear from Care Champions, the group that are advocating on behalf of people who lost loved ones to COVID. Later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisín. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with primary school principals who say they're facing a funding crisis. One school in Donegal was forced to borrow €20,000 from the local parish. The National Principals Forum says over 70% of primary school principals surveyed said they don't expect to have sufficient funds for essential school operations. Sesha O'Neill, National School Principal Anne-Marie Griffin, asked the Department of Education to increase its grant after 51 new students staying at the local direct provision centre enrolled in the school at the start of November 2022. She says they were consistently refused.
We were refused each time. Nothing ever came of that. The book rental grant as well, we didn't receive the free book rental grant for the 51 children either. Since then, the government has got in contact with us to say that they will top up that grant. This is my 13th year now as a principal, and we've always had to be prudent. But this year, it was just, it was a worry. It was the first time that I had to really worry about finances in the school, because always like different grants would come in and it always tied you over until the main ancillary grant came in January, but this time, no.
Well, that was Anne-Marie Griffin, the principal at Sesha O'Neill National School. Well, Simon Lewis from the National Principals Forum says a number of grants that schools had been relying on have now been cut.
We didn't get a technology grant last year. We were supposed to get that, so a lot of us are involved in contracts. The money had to be found from somewhere. That can run into thousands a year. Our cleaning grant was just cut back to the days where we just can't afford a cleaner. It's just basics. We're not looking for anything fancy, just really looking to make sure that every school in the country has enough money to be able to light and heat the place and pay their bills.
Further Education and Higher Education Minister Simon Harris has today announced €153,750 in funding for the Donegal Education and Training Board. It's been awarded for a project at the Stranorra Further Education and Training Centre. It was granted under the Strategic Infrastructure Upgrade Fund programme. It'll be used to enhance facilities used in the PLC programme at Finn Valley College. Minister Harris has called the announcement an investment in the learner. Well, meanwhile, the Minister joined Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show while speaking on the challenges faced by those who have qualified in disability service provisions in Northern Ireland in terms of transferring their degrees to the Republic. Minister Harris said the problem is frustrating. In light of the vacancies crisis in the Child Disability Network teams in Donegal, Minister Harris said his office is working to engage with CORU, the registration authority, to make the process of registering and getting a job in Donegal easier for those who studied in Northern Ireland.
It's a very real problem, and I'm acutely aware of it. And it's quite frustrating because we're working to expand the number of places in speech and language therapy and OT. So, for example, there'd be 50 students from the south studying OT, speech and language therapy and other therapies in the north from this September. But a lot of them will say to me, well, hang on a second, we could do the degree here and then we come out and we could meet registration challenges with CORU. There is now a group set up between my own department and the Department of Health on workforce planning. And I accept that CORU is independent. I accept it's the regulator. But I also think it's entirely appropriate that they'd at least engage and talk to education providers in relation to this.
Can you give us any indication as to when that might be streamlined somewhat? Or, as you say, I know CORU are independent, but this is a crisis at the moment that we need addressing.
Yeah, look, they are entirely independent, but put it to you like this, we're now spending taxpayers' money ring-fencing places in the north for students from our jurisdiction. And it simply would be illogical that we're investing taxpayers' money and that those students would come out of that system and not be able to work in our own health service. So there's students starting right now, this month, and I think it's a legitimate expectation that they should have that they're able to work in the health service.
And that was Minister Simon Harris there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 to Noon show. You can, of course, listen back to the whole of the 9 to Noon show and that interview in particular on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also access it and watch Zoom videos where they occur on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. You can also access those pictures and the live stream, as it were, on our social media and Facebook pages as well. An advocacy group established to support families who lost loved ones during the COVID-19 pandemic has said a number of their families have embarked on legal action in a bid to find answers. Care Champions founder Magella Beattie says people were denied the chance to be with their family members when they died, and they want to know whether their loved ones suffered and if there was anyone with them at the end. She added, there are gaps in the system. The Ombudsman will not investigate clinical cases, but HICWA, which has responsibility in that sphere, does not look into individual cases. Ms. Beattie declined to say if any of the families they're supporting in Donegal are taking legal action, but she said there are questions being asked in every county in the country.
We support families right across the country. We have families from every county within our group. We are also going to the Dáil on the 24th of October. We are looking for our voice to be heard in the upcoming public inquiry. We believe it needs to be human rights led, and we believe it needs to have its victims at its heart, or its or the survivors of victims. And we're also calling for reform and change, for safeguarding laws, mandatory reporting, the care partner, you know, things that would make life easier for people coming behind us. We believe that it's shocking, considering all the horrific stories that have come out in recent years, regarding abuse and care. And we still don't have any adult safeguarding legislation. You know, nothing was learned from Grace, nothing was learned from Brandon, nothing was learned from Arthur Tractor, and we still are waiting for legislation, which is just appalling. So we want our families, we want our law. We want our law to reform care, that no other family will be left fractured and broken like ours. And we would hope, and I know the Taoiseach consistently refuses to meet with us, as did his predecessor, Mr. Martin. Families who have lost somebody in the most heinous of circumstances is only asking for the right to be listened to.
And that was Magella Beattie, the founder of Care Champions. A lot more from Magella Beattie to be heard on our website, highlandradio.com. Pre-trial hearings for Yosef Pushka will begin on Wednesday. The 32-year-old of Lanalee Grove, Mucla in County Offaly, is accused of the murder of schoolteacher Aisling Murphy last year. Andrew Louth was in court.
23-year-old Aisling Murphy died while out for a run along the Grand Canal in Tullamore, County Offaly, on January 12, 2022. Yosef Pushka is accused of her murder and was due to stand trial before the Central Criminal Court this morning. The court heard that a pre-trial hearing is required before the trial itself officially opens. That will start on Wednesday before Justice Tony Hunt and will take 2 weeks. The trial itself, expected to now open later this month, is set to last for up to 4 weeks. Andrew Lyons at the Central Criminal Court.
Donegal students will be given the chance to avail of information regarding road safety at the Donegal County Council Road Safety Roadshow in Letterkenny tomorrow and on Wednesday. The show takes place at the Aura Leisure Centre at 11 a.m. The importance of road safety and the dangers that exist on a daily basis in our roads will be highlighted. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Martin Harley, says the event has a profound effect on those who attend.
Students come in and they're all excited. They're both beginning the day off. The next thing, by the time the show is over, they're leaving the place and there's a silence. What way families are affected by and how they're left, and even in the times that it may not be death, but there's injuries that are life-changing injuries, and how it leaves those people. So there's a good lot of speakers from between the emergency services, from the ambulance to the garage, to the parents who have lost children, and to a survivor who has life-threatening, life-changing injuries, and how their life has changed as well. So it's a great workshop, and it's great that Donegal County Council, Chris Harley there is the man who's running it this year, road safety officer. So it's great that the council would be involved in these type of events, and to show the young people what's ahead, and for them to realise the dangers.
It's thought a loophole in the driving licence system has led to more than 28,000 motorists on provision licences having never sat their test. Figures from the Road Safety Authority show 28,570 are on their third or subsequent learner permits and haven't completed a test. That number could be higher, as data from 1994 to 2008 doesn't include testing details. That's according to the Irish Times today. A provisional licence can be renewed as long as the learner has applied for a test. The editor of CompleteCar.ie, Sean O'Donoghue, says the loophole needs to be directly dealt with.
But the issue here, I guess, is that it's going to be leading to unaccompanied learner drivers on the road. And, you know, instead of closing the loophole, it appears that the RSA and the Department of Transport are instead trying to clamp down on unaccompanied learner drivers, which is, you know, trying to catch the horse rather than bolting the gate in the first place.
The Justice Minister says it's not her place to tell Gardaí where, when and how they should be working. Helen McEntee adds she's not prepared to directly intervene in the ongoing Garda roster dispute. Rank and file Gardaí will refuse to work overtime on each of the five Tuesdays in October, including Budget Day and Halloween. Minister McEntee says there's plenty of time for a solution to be found before the Gardaí are due to revert back to the old pre-pandemic roster on the 6th of November.
There is time here to negotiate, to double down, to try and find the solution, and that is a new roster. And I'm encouraging everybody, because the alternative here is that I would, as Minister, intervene and direct what roster should be in place. We've moved away from that type of policing. We should never be in a situation where the minister of the day is telling Gardaí where, when and how they should be working.
The PSNI in Derry are seeking information regarding the whereabouts of two young people in unrelated appeals. Concerns are growing for Shane Agnew and Kirsty Temple. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
23-year-old Shane Agnew was last seen outside the Foyleside shopping centre on Saturday morning. He is 6'3" in height, of a slim build, and has short brown hair. Shane was last seen wearing grey bottoms, a white and black Adidas top with a white hood, and possibly with navy waterproof coat and trousers. His family and friends are growing concerned for his welfare. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Kirsty Temple was last seen on the city side, wearing pink leggings, light blue high-top Converse and a two-tone North Face jacket. Photographs of Kirsty and Shane can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Those who believe they have information that can assist investigations are asked to contact police on 101.
Zeus Industrial Products have applied for planning permission to develop a significant extension to their factory in Letterkenny. It could create up to 95 jobs. According to a planning application submitted to Donegal County Council, Zeus is planning an expansion of its facility that would lead to a total of 395 on-site employees. At present, the number is 300. The factory is located at the IDEA Business Park at Lisnennan. The proposed development would also include the addition of 208 parking spaces and new illuminated external signage. A document accompanying the applications estimates a daily volume of 275 cars, two lorries and up to 14 vans visiting the proposed facility.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football. Liverpool have made a formal request for the audio conversations between match officials during Saturday's 2-1 Premier League defeat at Tottenham. The visitors had a goal incorrectly ruled out for offside, with VAR failing to intervene after what the PGMOL called a significant human error. Jurgen Klopp's side, who had two players sent off, also appealed the red card given to Curtis Jones. Well, Chelsea are 15th in the Premier League table ahead of tonight's clash with Fulham. Mauricio Pochettino's side have only won one so far in this campaign. That was a 3-0 victory over Luton on August the 25th. Fulham are marginally better off with two wins from their six games so far. Kick-off at Craven Cottage is at 8 o'clock this evening. And former Rangers defender Kevin Muscat's emerged as one of the early favourites to replace the sacked Michael Beale. He was fired last night following a defeat to Aberdeen on Saturday, which left them 7 points behind the Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic. To Gaelic Games, the fixture details for the semi-finals of the Donegal Senior Football Championship is expected to be confirmed later today. In yesterday's draw, holders Neve Connell were lined up with old rival St Unans, while Gweedore will take on McCools. Those semi-finals will be played this coming weekend, with the CCC to release the match details later. Champions Neve Connell hit Kilcar for four second-half goals to book their place in the last four. Here's Glady's manager, Martin Regan, on facing St Ewan's next.
It doesn't get any easier, out of the fire into the fire, man, I suppose. But no, look, it's a big week ahead of us now, definitely. You knew to win a championship, you were going to have to beat St Ewan's at some stage. So I suppose it's tough coming off on you when you're coming off a big game like that there. We can carry it to go straight into whatever 6 or 7 day turnaround for Ewan's is going to be tough, and there's a lot of sore bodies out there. But look, it will. We'll get the recovery in over the next few days and we'll see how we are on Tuesday night at training.
And there'll be more GA talk tonight on the DL debate, hosted by Brendan Devaney. His guests will be Gary McDade and Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. The usual time there, 7 o'clock after the news, and it will also be podcasted on our website. We also know the lineups for the intermediate and junior finals here in Donegal. Mallon's extra time won over Fannad yesterday have set up a decider against Downings in intermediate, while Narossa and Mavill will clash in the Junior A final. Termon won the Donegal Senior Ladies Championship title yesterday for the second year in a row, beating Glenfinn 2-7-7. It now means Termon will represent the county in the Ulster Senior Club Championship. The semi-final lineup for the men in Tyrone has been confirmed after the weekend's quarter-final stage. Dungannon will play Trullick and Arbow will meet Errigal Kearn in the last four. Derry and Ulster champions Glen will face Kilray when the knockout stages of the Derry Senior Football Championship begin next weekend. In the other quarter-finals, Maharafelt will meet Ballinascreen, Sláinte up against Ballaghy, and Lavey take on Newbridge. To golf, Europe's successful Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald says he'll consider remaining in the position to defend the trophy in the USA. He stepped into breach for the tournament in Rome this last weekend when Henrik Stenson joined LIV Golf. After leading his team to a comprehensive victory, players like Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy have been urging Donald to stay on. New York will host the next Ryder Cup match in 2025, and Donald admits that it would be a huge challenge.
Going over there in New York, which would be a real cauldron. I mean, those fans are extremely passionate. It would be a tough environment, a really, really tough environment. If I was to do this job and I was to go over there and win, that would be some accomplishment.
In athletics, the Donegal Novice Championship was held in Carndonagh yesterday. The new Donegal Women's Champion is Amy Green from Finn Valley. She also led her team to victory in the women's event. Sean Kerr of Tyrconnell AC won the men's novice title, with Mark McGinley leading Finn Valley AC to victory in the men's team. In the Donegal East Three Quarters Marathon, which was held in Ballybuffet, Kieran McGonigal of Letterkenny AC took the honours in 1 hour, 55 minutes and 1 second. Tara Malone of Athletics Enniskillen was the first female home. While in the Donegal East Half Marathon competition, Paul McGlinchey of Letterkenny was first over the line in 1 hour, 20 minutes and 52 seconds. Adele Corr of Galbally Runners in Tyrone was the first female home. Finally, on the bikes, Richard Kerr took vital points at Donington Park in the race for the Pirelli National Superstock Championship over the weekend. With one round to go in a fortnight's time, Richard has now cut the gap to 33 points on the leader, with 70 points still available on the final race weekend. That's your sport for today, Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A meeting of EU foreign ministers in Kyiv is being described as a powerful symbol of support for the people of Ukraine. The European Union ministers are meeting with the Ukrainian government to discuss ways in which the country can be supported in the war with Russia. Fonishta and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin says it's important that people in Ukraine know that there is support from the EU.
I think it's a very powerful symbolic presence of the entire Foreign Affairs Council of the European Union in the context of Ukraine's application to join the European Union and the Ukrainian-European perspective. That is a very powerful symbolic presence by European foreign ministers here. And I think that in itself, in terms of indicating to, making it clear to the Ukrainian people that we stand four square behind them.
Ishka Aaron says repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to Glencroe, Moville and surrounding areas this evening. A traffic management plan is in place for the duration of the works. They're set to last until 8 o'clock this evening, and it may take an hour or two before supplies are back to normal once the works have been completed and supplies have been restored. Repack is urging businesses to stop putting all their waste into one black bin and follow new regulations. Despite the introduction in July of this year, many companies have not been following the new commercial waste regulation. Under the changes, all companies should be provided with three bins to recycle food waste, plastics and cardboard. Repack CEO Seamus Clancy says operators also need to step up.
You need to go out and ask your operators as well, where are my three bins? that you're supposed to be providing me with from the 1st of July. So again, another area, to me, you're actually throwing money away by not doing the basic recycling, whether it's in your home or in business. And I would say that is one of the biggest areas, probably the lowest hanging fruit in this country at the moment, is business needs to do more.
Former US President Donald Trump has arrived at a court in New York to face fraud allegations. He's accused of inflating the value of his assets by billions of dollars to secure better loan and insurance terms. The Attorney General is Letitia James.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it.
The cost of an average home has increased by 11.4% in Donegal for the third quarter of this year. That's according to myhome.ie. It's the third largest increase in the country, with Roscommon seeing a rise of 15.4% and Roscommon 14.6%. The rate at which house prices rose across the country over the third quarter hit 4.1%, slightly up on the previous figure. It found annual asking price inflation was 3% in Dublin and 4.5% elsewhere in the country. Davy Chief Economist Conal McCullough, who wrote the report, said there simply isn't enough supply to meet demand.
Just around 14,000 properties listed for sale in my home at the end of September, so that's still very weak. So unfortunately, that combination of strong demand but supply still being very difficult is, you know, that period of price correction is over and we're starting to see house price inflation accelerate again.
And Ulster University and Fintrue have launched the Talent Hub. The hub will form a means of connecting local employers with second-year business students with the prospect of work down the line. Students will take part in a number of workshops and networking opportunities in order to build their skill sets. Dr. Aisling Reid, lecturer in business enterprise at Ulster University, says the North West is becoming a major digital hub.
We have become a hub, really, of this digital presence and the talent that we have really needs to be celebrated, and that's why we are so excited to launch our 2023 Talent Hub in partnership with Fintrae to really celebrate the student talent, the business leaders, and to really support the growth of talent in the region.
Weather forecast largely cloudy this evening, but clear spells and showers are moving in from the west. Clear spells and scattered showers spreading from the west overnight, some of them heavy and prolonged. Lowest overnight temperatures 8 to 11 degrees Celsius in light to moderate southwest winds. Tomorrow breezy with sunny spells and scattered showers. The showers becoming increasingly confined to coastal areas toward evening as the moderate to fresh westerly winds back southwest and ease inland. Winds will continue fresh and gusty near the coast. Top temperatures hitting 13 to 15 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. Before we go, we'll take a closing look at the headlines. And an advocacy group established to support families who lost their loved ones during the COVID-19 pandemic says a number of their families have embarked on legal action in a bid to find answers. The Care Champions group says they can't confirm if any families they're supporting in Donegal are taking action, but they said there are questions being asked in every county. Primary school principals say they're facing a funding crisis. One school in Donegal was forced to borrow €20,000 from the local parish because the Department of Education wouldn't give them extra grants after 51 new students enrolled from a direct provision centre. And the Minister for Further and Higher Education has told Highland Radio's 9 till noon show today that it is frustrating that people who qualify in disability service provision in Northern Ireland find it so difficult to register with CORU. That's been identified as one of the potential causes for a lack of people joining the child disability network teams in the county. As I say, back with more at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday afternoon, the 2nd of October. The death has taken place of Marion Caldwell, 19, Connolly Holmes, Mallon Town, Ne Diver, Glebe, Carndonna. Marion's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral home, Station Road, Carndonna, tomorrow at 11 o'clock to repose in the oratory at Connolly Holmes daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Marion's funeral mass will take place on Friday at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium in Cavan. And the death has taken place of Don Porter, St Columba's Grove, Ballyduff Park, Lifford, formerly of 316 Coneybrough Road, Lifford, reposing at his home this evening from 4:30. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlock at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Comfort Care, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.